Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of our Mondays. And considering the Park Point Art Fair this past weekend, it might be easier to ask where art isn't. Good morning, Sunshine.
All my best to all those brave artists. And all the brave audiences. That was such a heartbreak, but.
Okay. All right. We got a problem here. Well, I mean, not a big problem. We had a little problem because I pushed a button late. And so I got the last half of your sentence and it was like, brave artists, brave listeners, heartbreak. What did I miss?
The Park Point Art Fair. Chris Monroe posted a picture of her booth after the storm on Saturday, and it was just a complete wreckage.
I'm
so happy that all of her artwork is safe, but whenever we do art outside, we do expose ourselves to the elements. So I'm glad everybody and everybody's art is safe. But
I was out of town, and I knew that Saturday evening there was some bad weather coming because, of course, my phone was informing me of these things because I'm kind of a weather geek. But nice. Was it beautiful through much of the day?
It was gorgeous during the day on Saturday. Yes.
Okay.
So that was fabulous.
But how late did the festival go into the evening?
Well, I don't know. If it went into the evening, it's just that people's booths, I mean, the winds were so strong that people had to move all of their art out of the booths to, you know, keep it safe. And so, but I think I didn't get into town on Sunday, but I'm hoping, and from what Chris said, most of everybody's stuff is just fine. So I hope that is the case.
Oh, yes. Art in the Northland is a challenge. You know, that wimps, you know, in other parts of the country don't.
Makes us stronger.
It does indeed. And yet you look at some of the traditionally warmer parts of the country and they're dealing with record-breaking heat and they're dealing with flooding and tornadoes. And it's kind of difficult to find a good, safe place for art outdoors these days.
There is good, safe place indoors in the coming weeks. We have Tuesday at the Duluth Public Library, they're doing shrinkable art. So art that you can put in your pocket and, you know, brave wherever, whatever elements you want, inside or outside. From 2 to 3:30, it's K through 5. It's a free event for K through 5 folks.
Well, if you're older than that and want shrinkable art, could you pay for it?
I mean, you could probably offer. I bet you could be a chaperone, maybe.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Yeah, I think that could probably work. And then I wanted to mention that Laura Gapsky, who is the brains and brawn and creative genius behind a fabulous zine in town called Minerva. And it's a zine that celebrates feminist voices in the Northland. She is teaching a teen zine class, at the Duluth Art Institute, I think later in August, and she still has a few spots available. So if your, you know, sulky teenager is sitting around driving you nuts, this is an opportunity to get them out of the house and making some creative art with Laura, because she really is just a fabulous voice in our community, and I'm excited that she's going to be able to share her talents. And then speaking of books, I am headed on vacation, but I'll be on the phone on Monday.
Oh, bless your little heart.
From afar, but I will be packing some art books, and I wanted to sort of just go over a few art books that I have on my summer reading list.
All right, got to interrupt you for one moment.
Oh,
you're packing art books. When I think of art books, I don't think of books as much as I think of tomes.
Right. These are portable.
Okay.
They're all portable except for one.
My question is, do art books come in ebook form and are they as good in ebook form? Because, I mean, you can use your fingers and go wonk, wonk, wonk and make the pictures bigger.
Sure. But, you know, I haven't found the proper ebook. I mean, I use a Kindle, but I'm packing these as physical books.
As physical books. Or how many pounds?
Yes. You know, I haven't weighed them. That's a good question. They're going in carry-on.
All right. There you go. All right. So you can at least carry them.
Exactly.
All right.
You can carry them.
All right.
And they're all Well, I'll just talk about it and you'll understand. But so the first one is Sally Mann. It's called Hold Still, A Memoir with Photographs. Sally Mann is pretty famous photographer, kind of came to prominence in the 80s, 90s, did large format photography, so the big, you know, 5x7 viewfinder cameras, and did a lot of intimate portraits of her family, sort of some surreal landscapes, had this really fascinating life, mostly self-taught. This book has been getting a lot of buzz about just because her life is so interesting and her photographs are so interesting and the way they combine the two. So I'm really excited about that. And I think the Tweed is starting a Tweed book club, which I think is a great idea. And this is the first one on their Tweed book club. So, and I think it's starting in September. So you have plenty of time to read it. She's also set in the South. So I think this is like a perfect time of year to read this because this is the time of year I think of like heat and humidity and sort of languishing days and what that southern landscape is like, because a lot of her photos are of her family are outside on this farm in the South. So I'm just super excited to both see and read that one. Dave Hickey, who is this really kind of, he's a bit of an iconoclast critic, sort of you either love him or hate him. He's pretty funny. He has a book called 25 Women, Essays on Their Art. He opens the introduction, most of my favorite people are women, he says, because he got in a lot of trouble for being anti-feminist.
Ah.
And so this book may be sort of either an apology or I'm not sure, so that's why I'm excited to read it, whether it's an apology or it's making fun of that. So I'm going to be ready to love it or hate it, but I am excited because I think that the more we can focus on the fact that there are women who make art too, what a novelty, is a good thing. So I'm excited about that. Sharon Loudon, this one has been on my bedside table forever, and it's a very, very portable book, but I haven't had the time to sit down and read it. And she has an exhibit at the Tweed that's still on view, I think, until September. It's the first book, and she's sort of, I think, halfway through her second, which she'll do a reading in 2017. So, you know, mark your calendar now. But this one is called Living and Sustaining a Creative Life, and it's 40 working artists writing essays. And the idea behind it is that, you know, in this day and age of art and art making, there is a lot of focus on commodity, the market, sort of, you know, the how you make a living. But her focus is really, well, amidst all of that, how do you stay creative and stay, you know, sustaining this creativity throughout all of this sort of pressure to sell and pressure to be part of the market. So I'm really excited to hear from all of those artists, because I think she really does a great job in letting their voices shine.
So we'll have to have a book report when you return from your vacation and see if you actually did make a little bit of downtime to just kind of, because, you know, we've talked about art overload on vacation before.
It's true.
And
it's
sometimes
true.
You just
take 5 minutes.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of time to kick back and process all of the wonderful things that you've seen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Annie, thanks so much for
time I'm trying to read.
Well, good for you. Thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thanks. Take care, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning is the guest host. That's what I'm struggling to say. The guest host of Where's Art every Monday here on KUMD. She's also the executive director and curator of the Duluth Art Institute.